Hey, welcome to our podcast. My name is Kayla. The other hosts of today's podcast consists of Hannah, Alyssa, and Ricky. Today we'll be talking about the question, what do stories about the future say about the present? The stories we tell in the present can change our future. When we tell stories about what the future may become, we can change our actions and respond to those futuristic stories. If the stories we tell about how the future may turn out, people will try to prevent bad events and make good events happen. For example, global warming is a big deal right now. These stories scientists are telling us about the possible outcomes, they are changing people's views and actions. Another example is a story called Winter's Dream. It talks about how sad and dead the Earth turns out to be if there was nuclear annihilation. These stories about how the future may turn out tells us what we should be doing in our present to avoid these terrible futures.
We are going to move on and talk about stories about the future represent the end of the world and world destruction that relates to how the Earth is slowly dying out due to global warming and pollution. In future scenarios, the Earth is dead and there are few survivors, which is a result from some natural disasters or nuclear warfare. For example, in Dreams Winter, it talks about an old dead tree and blackened earth.
Picture perfect Dutch Bros coffee since 1992. Hey everyone, it's Alyssa. If global warming occurs, we need somewhere to go if it gets really bad. The world for years has researched and trying to figure out how we can get to another planet and where to go in our solar system. No other planet seems to be able to support our world enough for us to survive properly. For hundreds of years, millions of people think about what to do in the world. And what happens to Earth, what happens to us, we will never know.
If the world ended tomorrow, what would we do? Hello everyone, this is Ricky. If the world ended tomorrow, what would everybody do? There is no getting out of the world alive. People think about it every day and don't know what to do. I would spend my very last seconds with my loved ones and probably live the best night ever. Most people would probably spend the night with loved ones, throw parties, and not stop talking about it with friends and family. There's no way out of dying, so you might as well live the best night ever.
With all the stories we tell, and the predictions we predict, they all tell us what we can do to prepare and get ready for our near future. And with that, thank you all so much for tuning into our podcast. Have a wonderful day.